This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is before us on this hour of the DJV program. Hi to folks who live in Texas, people in the Mid-South, people in the Midwest, people on the West Coast. Hey, that's where Jennifer Horn is. Jennifer Horn is here, as is Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen, here, there, and everywhere, about to talk our way into your hearts and minds, or I'll sing my way into your heart and mind, if you'd like. What do you say, ladies? Yes or no?
Sure, why not?
Sure, why not? Listen to that. Okay, so let's get started with some things. I have a surprise for you to talk about after Jennifer brings us up to date on the latest from the Mueller egg roll. Remember Mueller's egg roll? You probably are too. That's how I learned how to pronounce his name, by the way. Mueller's. Have you ever heard of Mueller's?
No.
No?
Oh, yeah. So what's a Mueller's egg roll?
Mueller's made, the Mueller's company made pasta, and the egg roll was a part of their pasta product line. So on Wednesdays when
noodles?
You eat...
What's an egg roll?
Noodles. My, yeah.
I've heard of it's egg noodles, but I've never heard of an egg roll. That's like...
I think they use the noodles
in... Easter egg roll?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Or,
right?
Like, I think of, like, what they... Like, a roll of, like, meat of some kind, which makes me want to moo.
Really? I can't have you do that. All right, so let's get going. Mueller is going to testify. Is that going to be a... To me, it's a ho-hummer, but...
It is going to be a ho-hummer. That's what I think is going to happen, too. That's my prediction, is that it's going to be a lot of... It's in my report. I think there's a lot of hope from actually both sides of the aisle. I think sometimes people think, oh, this is just about Democrats, but Republicans want to get him on the stand as well to ask him about the scope of the investigation, why he continued an extra year longer than he had to. Democrats, of course, led by Representative Jerry Nadler, want to prove that Trump was up to no good. But I think it's going to be a lot of, I've written that in my report. That's on page 27 of my report. I think there are a lot of people who are hoping this is going to be more exciting, but maybe it will be, but certainly a lot of speculation, and it starts really today as to what might happen come tomorrow. The testimony on Wednesday will start at 8:30 Eastern time, and Mueller will actually do a doubleheader. He'll be testifying before both the Intelligence Committee and the Judiciary Committee, one led by Adam Schiff, one led by Jerry Nadler, and we'll have the chance to answer questions from both Democrats and Republicans on those committees. There are actually bars that are opening in Washington, D.C. early so that they have drink specials and stuff. Yeah. Because apparently for
take a
political
shot every
games,
time someone says blank drinking
I
games.
Would play if you want to die and get really hammered every time he said it's in my report,
right.
That would be the phrase that I would look for if you really want to load one on early
makes
on
sense.
A Wednesday yeah. morning. But yeah, so a lot of bars serving and doing specials and all that throughout Washington, D.C. because people obviously don't have enough to do there.
Right.
They'll be tuned
that's it.
In.
Right. Well, one of the things they're doing there today is to work on a bill that would allow state legal cannabis businesses to access the banking system. The marijuana legalization advocates around the country see this as a sign that roadblocks to drug policy reform might be wavering in the Senate. The reality is that people want to have access to this, and there's a lot of money in it. The state's representative, well, here's what one senator named Jeff Merkley from Oregon, who's a Democrat, said, quote, I think what we're seeing is we have states that are proceeding to be added to the column of having either medical, recreational, or whatever, both, in terms of selling marijuana, growing marijuana. That includes states represented by Republicans. because marijuana is still federally illegal. State legal cannabis businesses aren't able to open bank accounts, use credit cards, or get loans. That means most marijuana businesses operate on a cash-only basis, and that's left business owners vulnerable to robbery, assault, that kind of stuff. It's also
not to mention that's criminals. Really on the honor system for taxes. Yeah. How do you even, you know, that's
right. Yeah.
This is in everyone's best interest. Even if you don't, you know, even if you don't care or endorse or use any marijuana products, if you're living in a state where it's legal, you would want this to pass so everybody's on the up and up and everyone's accounted for tax-wise. Why should certain people pay taxes and others kind of skate by? It's like a cash business, like the mob runs every cash business in, you know, in garbage. So it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, it's we're in a strange place here. In not only in the banking business, but in the radio business, there's a big kerfluffle now about CBD oil, which comes from hemp, which is a product that has a tremendous benefit. This is me saying it from my experience, from my research. As many of you know who have listened to me for a long time, in order to save my farm, I agreed with a group of people who become my partners to have a marijuana grow facility on my property rather than 200 houses, and I also am going to grow and process hemp. But there's a lot of misinformation. It really is. There's a lot of it reminds me of a lot of the other fanatical stuff that's going on in our world today, the things that people say that have no basis in fact. It just is. It's the kind of things that are being said about CBD are crazy. The stuff is, first of all, it has been around for thousands of years. It's been very helpful. The only reason that it's illegal, I get that people may not want to smoke marijuana. I don't want to smoke it. I don't like it. Frank, I don't even like the smell of it. But it's preferable to the other things that are the reality on my farm. And so the bottom line is, what do you do to overcome misinformation? There's a lot of research that's been done on CBD. It's just all over the place. And now there's a big move among some stations and some parts of the country to keep the CBD oil spots that are running from being on the air. And there are stations that have lawyered up because they're afraid. It hasn't really got to do with the stations themselves or ownership. It has to do a lot of times, most of the time that I've seen, as a matter of fact, with the FDA and the federal government messing things up. They made hemp legal as part of the Farm Bill last year, and now they're messing around. The FDA doesn't seem to, it's the right hand not knowing what the left hand is doing. So the FDA, well, you can't make claims that it does this, that, or the other thing. And you can't put it in food because it does this, that, or the other thing. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. And so there'll be these huge lawsuits on both sides. And, of course, the federal government has your tax dollars, so they can use those to put down smaller businesses or businesses like that you're talking about, Victoria, that are in a legitimate place. And the public has spoken. In most states, people, certainly there are people using this stuff in every state. And I'm not talking about marijuana. I'm talking about hemp. And the fact that people confuse the two is mindless. And yet it continues to be the problem. So people like me, or other national programs, local programs, that have CBD oil spots have to stop running them. Instead of going ahead, we're now sliding backwards. And you all have used it. Victoria, you've used it.
I use it every day. So does my dog.
I use it every day. Kara, I've forgotten whether you were using it or not on aches and pains internally and externally.
I've never used it before, but I keep hearing Victoria talk about these gummies that she's been taking that actually, and I know you had trouble with the drops and other things actually working, and you found something that actually works to help you get some sleep now. And I've been looking on the internet and trying to find some in store around here because I have trouble sleeping sometimes.
And Jennifer, what about you? What's going on with you? And
yeah, I've used,
you were using it.
Well, Fred Dreyer actually is a fan and uses it for, like, topically for muscle aches and pains. I've tried it. I actually liked the topical cream, and I've tried the drops. I don't really get much benefit from it. I didn't notice much until I found
the gummies. Yeah, the certain gummies that work. But I've noticed a huge difference in my dog. He's 16, and he has a bone spur on one shoulder, and when he gets up off of his bed, it's hard for him to walk sometimes. Like, he has to really walk it out. He has, like, a big limp. And since giving him the CBD oil for a few months, he's not limping anymore. There's nothing else different in his diet. So you can't tell me that it doesn't work. It helps me sleep, and it helps him not limp
anymore.
And
there's nothing negative about it, and I don't get the opposition
to it. It's so healthy because it reduces inflammation. So if you think about, like, inflammation of all kinds, there are preliminary studies that show it shrinks tumors. It reduces inflammation in the brain. There are so many
things. So what are people against? What are people?
I don't think people are against any of it.
It's the government.
I don't think. I think when you say people, I don't think anyone's against it. People, you know, but I think obviously the government or maybe big tobacco, maybe big pharma. You have to look at who's really taking a hit financially from it. And those are probably the two biggest suspects.
Yep, you're right about that. And in terms of, I think my son did some research on it. California, I think I said this a couple of months ago, usage of tobacco in California is down 25% since it was legalized there. And I'm talking about cannabis.
Yeah, but legal marijuana is not working in California. It's a disaster, actually, in the state.
There's so much being produced that's still being produced illegally. And the stuff they're growing in California is not good product. You're right. California is not a good state for it. Colorado has got it figured out on both sides, the hemp side and the marijuana side. So we continue to...
It's been good for farmers in Colorado, too.
Yeah.
It's really a lot of family farmers transitioned to being hemp farmers.
And it's what I'm trying to get done here in Massachusetts. Having a tough time getting it done. The surprise I had for you is a discussion of something that happened on Sunday at the Bedminster Golf Club in New Jersey. You know who owns the Bedminster Golf Club?
Trump does.
I do.
He does.
It's protested a lot.
What happened?
I don't know what happens, but I know it gets protested a lot in Jersey papers.
There was a wedding going on. The president happened to be there for dinner, and he went unexpectedly into this part of the golf course where they have the weddings, and he went over and hugged and kissed the bride and shook the groom's hand, and a nice little lady. Let's see, I have the names here. Nicole Marie and P.J. Mongeli got married. He and she and the guests clapped, started chanting, USA, USA, Trump, Trump, Trump. That's kind of cute, anyway. That kind of stuff.
I know, it makes me want to get married at a Trump property now.
Yeah, really.
Just hoping.
Good for you. Good for you, Jennifer. Here's something that's good for everybody, talking about the things that will help you out if you are an ache and pain sort of person. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil is a game changer. Listeners from all around the country feel the relief. I have a note from a lady named Jane who had a problem with an old sports injury. Patricia, and it's interesting because I hear more from women on this than I do from men. This is a lady who had knee replacement surgery, and the old pains, they got right to the core of the ache. And then there's the stuff that you use for the dogs. I have had great luck with you were talking about something a minute ago, CBD. This is something, if you're not interested in the CBD stuff, it'll help you right through with your dog, with yourself. Go to achefree.live. There's a special offer using the DJV code. It's all guaranteed to work or your money back. And that's a nice thing to hear when it comes to a product like this. So let's get rid of the aches and the pains. Go to achefree.live, or you can call 877-743-7720 and get the product to work for you, as I said. 14 days guaranteed, 50% off if you act right now on this great product from Sierracil. Joint Formula 14 and ask for the thing for your dogs as well, a special formula for your dogs. That's at achefree.live.
standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You found someone, and don't it make my brown eyes blue? I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. Say it is all.
Crystal Gale here as we get started, focusing on some of the great music stories around. We do that every hour at this time on the DJB program. So Jennifer and Victoria, Kara and I are now into Crystal Gale. I've been into her. I think she's fabulous. I love her voice, her looks, her attitude. It's kind of a fun thing. And she comes from a family, have a lot of country roots. There's a collection of familiar country standards being released now, revisited by Crystal Gale, called You Don't Know Me, which is the title track song that Eddie Arnold did back in the 50s, which is a fabulous song in and of itself. It'll be available on the 6th of September. No songs have been released yet. The LP includes a trio performance of the Porter Wagoner Dolly Parton classic Put It Off Until Tomorrow, with Crystal Gale and her sisters Loretta Lynn and Peggy Sue Wright. You Don't Know Me is Crystal's first all-new album in almost 16 years. Also features covers of songs by Connie Smith, called Ribbon of Darkness, Farron Young, Willie Nelson's Hello Walls, and Buck Owens. Since her major breakthrough in the mid-70s with songs like Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue that you're listening to, Crystal Gale has been one of the most successful crossover artists of the last half century.
When I was a kid, I used to love this song, but I used to think it was Donna, Make My Brown Eyes Blue.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know who Donna was, but apparently she can make people's eyes change color.
Yeah. She's been a big, she's been mainstay at the Grand Ole Opry. She became a member in 2017. In that year, during her sister Loretta's 85th birthday celebration at the Ryman, Crystal and Peggy Sue appeared on stage with Linda Singh, Coal Miner's Daughter. So this new album marks the first time the three sisters have recorded together, a session that took place just before Loretta's May stroke in 2017. Ribbon of Darkness, which was written by Gordon Lightfoot, also a major hit for Marty Robbins, is the first track on the album.
Since my true love walked out the door.
This is Gordon Lightfoot's version.
Tears I never had before.
Great song. Because they first saw Crystal perform when she made her Grand Ole Opry debut in August of 1969. And as a bonus, the album also features I've Cried the Blue Right Out of My Eyes, which is a Loretta Lynn song. Came Crystal's first single and chart hit, 1970. Her sister Loretta wrote that. Ribbon of Darkness, available with a pre-sale of the LP beginning August the 9th. So that'd be kind of something very special, don't you think?
Right. First new stuff in 16 years, right?
Yeah.
Good stuff, yep. Also in the country world, Billy Ray Cyrus logging a 13-week role at number one. He premieres Chevys and Fords. It's a collaboration with Johnny Maguire. I don't know much about Johnny Maguire. You know anything about him, Jennifer?
Never heard of him.
Was in the Walker Maguire group, a country duo. He wrote Chevys and Fords with his ex-bandmate Jordan Walker. Billy Ray has been enjoying a career resurgence since teaming up with Lil Nas X. Slightest idea. I have no credibility when it comes to that. Who's that?
He's a rapper. He made kind of a big news story a couple months ago because he was charting number one on the country list, and Billboard basically took him off and said it wasn't country enough. And so Billy Ray Cyrus teamed up with him, and he said there's, you know, nothing more country than Billy Ray Cyrus, and so it went back on the charts, which was pretty cool.
There you go. 28 after on the DJB show.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration trying to accelerate the removal of immigrants who cannot prove that they resided in the U.S. for 2 years. It's likely to face several legal challenges, but the Department of Homeland Security wants the policy to take effect today, allowing deportations without a hearing for people who've been in the U.S. for less than 2 years. President Trump insists that Iranian leaders are lying when they claim they've captured 17 CIA spies.
It's totally a false story. That's another lie. They put out propaganda. They put out lies.
Former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens will be laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery today after dying last week at 99. He spent more than three decades on the Supreme Court bench after being nominated by President Gerald Ford in 1975. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Spending your time wisely here on the DJV program, 34 after the hour. It is Tuesday, the 23rd of July. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Everybody's lucky to be here. We feel privileged to be with you, prepared to make your day better, visualize a better day, even though Mercury is still in retrograde. Just think about it.
It's been a bad one.
And I can feel it, by the way.
I know. Yeah. We've all
been a tough
had
one.
Our experiences. Yep. That's true. All right. So we have an interesting sports item for you in a moment or two. Television report coming up. First, though, there is news about several daughters of presidential aspirants or vice presidential people. I guess, neither
first
of them are
first and second
aspirants.
Daughters? Is that what they're
first
called?
And
first
second
daughter
daughters.
And second
yeah.
daughters, right?
Yeah, right. You want to start with the first daughter?
Sure, lots of happy news. So former first daughter Chelsea Clinton announced on Monday that she gave birth to her third child. She said, "This morning we welcomed our son Jasper Clinton Mezvinsky. We are overflowing with love and gratitude and can't wait to introduce him to his big sister and brother." Chelsea is now 39 and she married investor Mark Mezvinsky in 2010.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. Chelsea is 39. What kind of a sobering number is that? Remember when she was a kid? Oh,
I do. I feel older seeing Malia Obama drinking in nightclubs
smoking cigarettes.
She's 21. Yeah, Malia's 21, so that makes me feel a little bit older. But Chelsea already has two kids. She's got Charlotte, who's 4, and Aiden, who's 3. And Bill and Hillary Clinton, obviously, they tweeted that they're excited to meet the baby. And Hillary said, sharing some happy news this morning. Bill and I are thrilled. And back in January, Chelsea actually revealed that she and her husband would be parents again. Mm-hmm. And in on second daughter news, Vice President Mike Pence's daughter, Charlotte, who is 26, she announced that she's engaged to her boyfriend, Henry Bond. And they revealed the news in an Instagram post over the weekend that featured their actual proposal. So someone, they were beachside and someone had snapped a picture of their proposal. Now, Charlotte might be the best well-known, most well-known second daughter. She is the author of several children's books about her family's rabbit, Marlon Bundo. And, of course, if you're a fan of John Oliver, you know all about Marlon Bundo. She also wrote a book with her father last year titled Where You Go, Life Lessons from My Father. Now, that's not the only wedding that Mike Pence is on the hook for coming up. His younger daughter, Audrey, who is, we think, around 24 and a half or 25, she also announced an engagement in February. So lots of weddings and babies happening.
Lots
of just like Facebook. It's weddings and babies.
Weddings and babies, yep. Here's the celebration of the day. We always have something special about the day to pass along to you. I actually would like to hear about your grandma, ladies, or grandmas. Back in 1984, at the age of 50, Alice Solomon graduated from Wellesley College. She felt that society saw her and other women of her age or older as senior citizens and as a woman who no longer useful or relevant at 50. Can you imagine? She set out to change that, came up with the idea of a gorgeous grandma celebration. She realized that grandma was a term ascribed to older women, regardless if they were actually grandmas or not. She decided to embrace the term but put gorgeous in front of it, which she thought represented kind of a snappy, hey, notice me image. She then created the day to celebrate older women, get rid of the stereotypes surrounding them, and to show there is much they can still do.
I don't even think of a grandma at the age of 50. That's like what all the housewives are.
Yeah.
You know?
Right,
it just exactly.
happens, though.
Jennifer Lopez is 50. So.
Yeah. But if you get married young, and then your kids get married young, then you're a grandmother in your 40s, which is crazy.
My daughter is 5 years away from being 50, and that is the most sobering. She posted a new picture of herself on Facebook, which is gorgeous. And I think about her and think about often, you know, just my mind just wafted off into a place thinking about how the time goes so quickly, how Miles is moving up in terms of age. They're coming to spend a week or 10 days with me next week, and I can just hear him and her. As a mother, what it does, I guess, as much as anything else, it keeps you young. The focus on being able to keep up with somebody that is that active in that age. But there's so much, I don't know, stereotypical crap comes from the news media and other media about what somebody, a persona of a grandma. I'm called Gramps. Miles calls me Gramps. I didn't become a grandfather until 4.5 years ago, when I was well into my 60s. And I never, people said, oh, don't you miss not having grandchildren? Nah, I didn't think about it at all. I think that's one of those, that's one of the things that people who don't have anything in their lives lay on their children. Oh, why can't you give me a child? Why don't you give me a grandchild?
Oh, man, you are speaking some truth there, Doug.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. I don't know if Jen can relate to that, but I
get it.
Yeah. So you had two. We all had two grandmothers. I didn't know my mother, my grandmother, my father's side. I knew my grandmother on my mother's side. She was a character, man. What about you? I'm going to go to Kara because her folks are younger. I'm thinking you have both grandmothers still alive.
I unfortunately have neither, and haven't had either for quite a while. Yeah.
Wow.
My grandmother on my dad's side died when I was 8 of lung cancer, so she's been gone quite a while, and I didn't really get to know either grandparent on my dad's side. But my grandmother on my mom's side died when I was in high school, and she was, I don't know, I got to know her a lot better, and we always had all the holidays at her house, and she would cook everything, and she made the most amazing pies and mashed potatoes and just kind of what you think of when you think of going to a grandmother's house.
Yeah.
And she was, I don't know, she was so, like, elegant. She always had her hair done. She always had nice outfits on. And Victoria's seen, well, you guys might have all seen the pictures of me and both my sisters and my mom wearing, like, matching outfits. When I was a little kid, we would wear matching outfits for Easter and other holidays. And she could sew. She was an amazing seamstress. So she would make us all matching outfits when we were kids, which is really cute, but also hilarious, and we all looked a little ridiculous.
It's also a little culty, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, she was great.
It's cute.
Well, then you have good memories. That's good. What about you, Victoria, with your mother, Fancy
Mine's
Nancy?
Mine's kind of sad. My dad's mom died when he was 10, so there was no chance of me meeting her. And my mom's mom died when I was 4, so I don't really, unfortunately, remember her. So, yeah, didn't have any grandparents. Yeah. But I had one grandfather, and that was it. He lived to be 96, so that was good. He made up for it.
How do you think that affected you? You think any? How do I think this is a rhetorical question for people in the audience listening. How did your grandparents, especially your grandmother, affect you as a child growing up? I think that's one of the things that we ought to be thinking about here in terms of our relationship.
Grandparents, can play a huge role in,
they sure
in
do today.
A kid's development. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What about you, Jennifer? I know your situation was, why I waited till the end for you. I know you're, you know, I just know you better and your family better, so I know your relationship with your grandmother's.
I'm my grandma's girl, that's for sure. We had a really, really special relationship. And when people talk about soulmates, I always say that, you know, I believe soulmates are not necessarily always romantic. I believe you can have soulmates that are not. And if my grandmother was definitely, we were soulmates to each other. We could just look at each other. Even after she had a stroke, like, and lost her ability to talk.
This is on your mother's side.
My dad's, actually. My dad's parents. Yeah.
Okay.
And so they were wonderful. They were the epitome of grandparents. They took care of me all the time. I spent my childhood here. My grandmother taught me how to bake and cook.
You're in your grandmother's house. You live in your grandmother's house.
I bought the house, actually. Yeah. That's right. That they that they lived in. And then on my mom's side, my I still have my grandfather. My grandfather is still alive. I'm very lucky. And his wife, I call her my bonus grandma. So I'm lucky. Totally in that respect. My mom's mom was quite the character. She was from North Carolina, went back there and lived out her days in North Carolina, and was the epitome of, like, Southern fire and funny expressions. She drank a lot, though, and she smoked a lot. And so I never was able to get as close to her because my mom just wouldn't allow me to go back and spend time with her because she was drinking all the time. My mom had a tough childhood. And so, but as far as with the memories that I have of her, most of them are very good. And she was very funny and kind of a spitfire.
Yeah. Your mother and I have that in common.
Yeah.
So,
which is why I understand your upbringing, because it's very similar to my mom's.
Yeah. All right. So here we are showing up with thoughts about things. It's gorgeous Grandma Day. Keep that. Maybe wish your grandma, grandmother, whatever it is that you call her. I call my grandmother Mama, because I never could say Grandma. So it was Mama. She was Mama. In sports news, another Major League Baseball player calling for expanded netting after another child was hit and injured by a foul ball this past weekend at a ballpark. Francisco Lindor of the Indians helped his team beat the Kansas City Royals 5-4 on Sunday, but a line drive foul he hit in the sixth inning is what was on his mind after the game. The foul ball he hit went into the seats, first base side of the field, just beyond the dugout. Netting stops there, and a young girl, no, it was a boy, sorry, three-year-old boy.
A three-year-old?
Taken to the hospital.
I always feel, I mean, this is just not good for anyone. I feel terrible, obviously, for the little kid that gets hit, for the family, but I also feel horrible for the guys who are playing, because it's not like they want to hit anyone in the audience.
No,
so many
not.
Of them have children, and for them to hit a three-year-old and be responsible for that, even though it's not their fault, but then they have to deal with, especially if, you know, the kid has some kind of brain damage or if they die. Or, I mean, I can't imagine having to live with that.
Well, it's tough stuff, and I remember almost getting hit by a ball. Yeah, think about it. These balls go 90-something miles an hour.
Yeah.
When you whack that ball with a baseball bat, it's going to be going even faster, sharper, And there are people, I don't understand this. Rich McFadden and I talked about it because he caught a ball one day. When they come into the stands, you realize what it feels like if you grab one of those balls, what your hand is going to feel like?
I will never know, because as soon as someone hits it and it looks like it's coming near, I duck under the seats. I don't want to be anywhere near it.
A duck. On television, Eddie Murphy is going to go to work for a Netflix $70 million deal to do stand-up comedy. He took the stage during the L.A. Tastemaker event for Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, and said that he'd been doing stand-up. He did early in his career, and then he hadn't done it for a long time. But fans have been clamoring, and Netflix is a willing participant, man. They got lots of cash. Dave Chappelle got $60 million for three stand-up specials. They were on Netflix. Chris Rock did two of them. Got $40 million for two.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Let's go in. We're in the wrong business.
Yep. So, anyway. But only we had talent.
Yeah. Oh, stop. You have plenty of talent. And you can demonstrate it now by going through the list of things on TV tonight, Jennifer. What do we have that looks
good?
Well,
a new documentary premiere on HBO is called Who Killed Garrett Phillips? It's a two-night documentary that lays out questions of racial bias in the 2011 case of a 12-year-old boy who was murdered in upstate New York. That airs on HBO tonight starting at 8 o'clock.
Why are they back on it now?
I don't know, but obviously a documentary filmmaker got a hold of the story and decided to put some attention on it. So that's on HBO tonight. The Detour is back for season 4. That's on TBS, starts at 10:30. And then on CNBC, there's a series premiere of a show called Cash Pad. This one is just for Kara because it's taking on Jordan Rogers and JoJo Fletcher, both who met on The Bachelorette back in 2016. They started flipping houses together, and now they have this brand new renovation show. The desired result is in-demand short-term rental properties. Cash Pad is what it's called on CNBC. That's tonight at 10 o'clock. On the networks tonight, brand new episode. This show is never ending, I don't think, of Love Island on CBS, followed by Blood and Treasure. That's at 10 o'clock and new tonight. On the CW, you get a new episode of Pandora at 8, followed by The 100. On NBC, Jay Leno joins the panel as a guest judge on America's Got Talent. That's at 8 o'clock, followed by a new episode of Bring the Funny. That's at 10 on NBC.
So there's also a new show on Comedy Central that's aimed at getting into the lives of comedians. And the show that's going to be on, I believe, tonight, if I'm not mistaken, David Spade opens
up. I've been wanting to see this, but yeah. His new show, but we don't have it. We don't have any of the Viacom channels on PlayStation View, so
really?
I don't know how I'm going to have to see it, but yeah. Looks like it's going to be really funny.
Yeah, well, in this case, this is not. This is about the death of his sister, died by suicide.
Oh, his regular show is starting soon on Comedy Central.
Yeah,
his
right. But this is he was on this other show to promote it, and then he got off talking about serious things. And it looks, it is what it is.
Well, Kate Spade was his sister-in-law, and they were pretty close.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Here's a reminder about how to lose weight the healthy way, get the most from Calitrin by taking it every night. 4 capsules a night for 4 or 5 months, and you will guaranteed lose the weight. I'm a great example of how this all works. Weight loss, energy improvement, all kinds of things, because Calitrin's main ingredient is collagen. You may not even care about what the ingredients are. You want to lose weight the healthy way. Go to toploss.com. Use the DJV code and get 20% off a 90-day supply plus free shipping. That's the way to safely lose weight with Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for a great deal.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Three after the hour, tech talk time here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan and I work our way through. I shouldn't take any credit because I don't do anything except introduce the stories. And we got a couple of finds cooking up here. A lot of money, and it couldn't happen to a nicer outfit.
It's true.
Oh, my God, what a bunch of creeps these people
are.
Go ahead.
The credit reporting agency Equifax has reached a deal to pay up to $700 million in state and federal
regulators. How do they make that kind of money? Where does the money? They don't charge people. Well, I guess they do charge them, right, when you
they do,
get the first report free and the rest of you pay for
it. Well, and think about it. I think that they also make money every time someone uses their service to check someone else's credit.
How the hell are they? I can check my credit. You know, I could do these people, these self, I don't even understand how they got the legal status that they did. I don't want to go off on a rant here, but
it's true. They have a monopoly.
Awful.
So the Federal Trade Commission announced on Monday that Equifax will pay $300 million and then another $425 million to compensate affected people with credit monitoring services.
Where's the money go? Back to the people that are affected?
Well, so two places. Number one, the money will go into a fund that will reimburse people who purchased credit and identity monitoring services because of this breach. So here's the thing. If you go onto the site and you paid for, let's say, Credit Karma or any other service that monitors your credit and your security, you can get that money back. And if you had any other issues, if someone stole your identity as a result of this, if you needed to involve a lawyer or an accountant, all of those fees should be covered too in the reimbursement. So Equifax will also pay $275 million in civil penalties and other compensation to 48 states. And in addition, this new deal requires more changes to how Equifax handles user data, which is such a blatant breach. This was horrible. Anyway, this was the largest breach in history. It exposed names, social security numbers, driver's license numbers, physical addresses, things like that. And Equifax, wow, of course, found out about this breach, but they didn't report it for another 3 months. So they were just in the wrong every possible way. In their privacy data, like in their little privacy agreement when you sign on to use their service, they claimed that they were going to be monitoring certain things that they weren't. It's just lies from top to bottom.
They're just a lie. You know, this is one of those perfect examples of lying, cheating,
yep,
no good companies. And it has to be because the people at the top are liars and cheaters. It's disgusting. It really is. Microsoft is paying a $25 million fine, too. Did you hear that? To settle corruption charges in Hungary. Apparently, the Securities and Exchange Commission in our country says that they're going to pay this to settle charges that it violated the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. So they've done this apparently in other countries as well. Not good news for them. 2019 Comic-Con, dropping a lot of new trailers for upcoming movies and video games. Let's hear about that.
The Geek Out.
The 2019 Comic-Con is over, and it delivered on the trailers. It was interesting this year, as a majority were upcoming TV shows and not movies. Topping the list was the full-on look at Star Trek Picard, complete with Data and, yes, the Borg Cube. We also got the long-awaited sequel to Top Gun, a featurette for Terminator Dark Fate, Netflix's spin of Jim Henson's Dark Crystal, a preview of Season 4 of The Expanse, which is coming on Amazon Prime, and if you were thinking about dumping HBO after Game of Thrones, they may pull you back in with the trailers for both Watchmen and the third season of Westworld. We've posted all these trailers and more over on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Hop into the all-new Greater Than Ever Corolla, now with a redesigned sporty exterior. The Toyota Safety Sense 2.0 comes standard with advanced tech safety features, bringing peace of mind to every drive. Go to toyota.com/testmiles for details.
Next up here is a focus on Elon Musk and what he wants to do to your brain.
Yeah, he unveiled his most sci-fi project so far. It's a computer chip that's connected to slender wires with electrodes on them, all of which is meant to be embedded in a person's brain by a surgical robot. That implant would then connect wirelessly to a small behind-the-ear receiver, no larger than, you know, like a typical hearing aid, and then that communicates with a computer. Now, this is not necessarily meant for just all of us walking around every day, although that is what he sees in the future. But in the nearer future, he says he created this because this could one day help quadriplegics control smartphones and computers without even needing to move at all. And so he said that during this presentation, his company's called Neuralink, and they're going to make the surgery, he said, equivalent to LASIK surgery. So you sit down, a robot does its thing, and you walk out the same day.
Smarter, in fact. Let's hope. All right, that's it. Good job, Victoria. Doug in Victoria, 59 past the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.